Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic morning prayer on this Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my wife, Diane.
Good morning.
We will be commemorating the life of Alban, who was a martyr in Britain. It's actually June 22nd, but we don't know for sure because he was martyred in in the year 207. So we don't really know for sure what day it was, so we're going to do it today, June 23rd. It's also Diane's grandmother's birthday, June 23rd, 1900. Ruby May, what's her last name?
Baxter.
Baxter, but she was shortly, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, yeah.
All right, we invite you to join us in prayer, and through the week, tomorrow, we'll be commemorating, celebrating the life of St. John the Baptist, June 24th, St. John Baptiste. So I invite you to take a deep breath and join us in prayer. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth,
God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us.
O Christ, crucified and risen,
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible,
eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you. Psalm 95 of 90. Come,
let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you.
The first reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now, for a little while, you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 63. Verses 1 to 8. We'll say it responsibly by verse. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name.
My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
When I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night.
For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy.
My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. The next reading is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Reflection on the life of Alban, first martyr in Britain, 209 roughly, from For All the Saints by the Reverend Stephen Reynolds. Alban was a soldier in one of the Roman legions, which guarded the province of Britannia early in the 3rd century. This legion's camp was at Verulamium. There's a Verulam township somewhere in the city of Corth Lakes.
Vermilion.
To the north of London, England. Though a pagan, Alban gave shelter to a Christian priest who was fleeing persecution. When he observed the priest doing his prayers, the soldier Alban was moved to question him about the church's faith. The priest's replies led Alban to accept Christ as his only Lord and Savior. In the meantime, reports that the priest was hiding with Alban reached the authorities. Soldiers were sent to seize the priest. When the detail of soldiers reached his dwelling, Alban met them at the doorway. He was wearing his guest's cloak, the customary garb of a Christian priest, and presented himself to the soldier as the man they were looking for. Taken before the military governor, who discovered the ruse, Alban the soldier refused to offer the pagan sacrifice required by law. He was condemned to death and beheaded that same day. Alban's martyrdom is considered to have been his baptism. Given the otherworldliness and joy and of him desiring to do that, offer this as well from Philip Yancey by a Grace Notes called Moments of Suspension. I will never forget one encounter with art's wondrous power. I was visiting Rome, and the first day I arose well before dawn and took a bus to the Tiber River just outside Vatican City. I stood on the bridge colonnaded with Bernini's angels and watched the sunrise. Slowly, quietly, I walked the few blocks to St. Peter's. I stroll its vast spaces at a time so silent that each of my steps echoed off its graceful walls and stone walkway. Except for a few faithful nuns kneeling in prayer, I was alone. After a while, I climbed stairs to the roof where I could examine the statues and look out over the plaza. I saw a long line snaking outside in the plaza. They were not tourists, rather a choir of 200 strong bussed in from Germany. As they filed in, I stood on the balcony of the dome designed by Michelangelo. Beneath me, the choir formed a large circle under the dome and began to sing a cappella. Some of the words were in Latin, some in German. It did not matter. Inside that that magnificent sheltering dome with its perfect acoustics, I was virtually suspended in their music. I had the feeling that if I lifted my arms, the medium itself would support me. Michelangelo, arguably the greatest artist who has ever lived, later confessed that his work had crowded out his own faith. As his life drew to a close, he penned these lines. So now from this mad passion, which made me take art for an idol and a king, I have learned the burden of error that it bore, and what misfortune springs from man's desire. The world's frivolities have robbed me of the time that I was given for reflecting upon God. Perhaps, writes Philip Yancey, but Michelangelo and others like him have through their labors helped turn us from the world's frivolities and given us time for such reflection. For this one moment inside St. Peter's, I had inhabited a glorious space, not on earth, a moment of time, not in time. Art had done its work. Expression of faith. Lord, you've always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tired as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe.
Intercessions and thanksgivings. As we gather wherever we are in God's presence, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the whole people of God throughout the world, including in the Anglican Church, the life of Alban being the first martyr in Britain, and then thinking about Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury today in 2020, all these years later, on the foundation of faith in Christ, and Linda, our primate, classmate of mine. God bless her. And also for Andrew Osbell, our diocesan bishop, and Rosella, our area bishop, for all clergy and people, especially David and Warren, along with all our lay ministers in their various ministries at Christ Church Oshawa and all the churches from for which we may be associated, that each one may be a true and faithful servant of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those drawing near to the light of faith, that the Lord will bring them to true knowledge of himself. We thank you for the work of the Spirit even before we're aware of it, Lord, and for the blessing of the Alpha Course and the Revive program and ways in scripture studies such as the Men's Bible Study and other ways, the Ladies' Craft Group, the contemplative prayer and centering prayer groups, other Bible studies in homes, all our ministries of pastoral care and outreach to the most vulnerable and those in need as an expression of our faith. People might be drawn to your light, to your truth and warmth, that the Lord will bring them to true knowledge of himself. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our families and friends, that the Lord will give them joy and satisfaction in all they do. Pray for Nicholas, who's having a walkthrough of his potential field placement job at Waterloo Brewery today, and relationship with his supervisor and fellow employees potentially there. For Nick Smart to find work in his appropriate to his needs at the right time after this baby's born. And for all our family, wherever they may be, and our friends, our neighbors, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are lonely, sick, hungry, persecuted, or ignored. We pray for migrant farm workers whose plight in southwestern Ontario has become more acute. After the death of the third migrant worker in the Norfolk area, and we pray for steps to mitigate, alleviate their problem, to ameliorate their situations where they live, for farmers to be, and operators of farms and managers to be open and sensitive to the health of their own workers who are guests in Canada, and that they might have a greater status as migrant workers here in our country and have more protection from mistreatment by landlords or their employers. Around here in Durham Region, we give thanks for those employers at the different farms, the 9 or 10 farms around here that seem to be treating their workers well. We pray for their health and well-being and good relations with the Migrant Worker Network and our ministry to and with the workers, those who have received laptops, those who may yet get them and be able to communicate better with us and take language courses. For others on our hearts, for those living with cancer, who are in the last stages of their earthly life, they might know the peace of Christ. For Biba, Nancy's dear friend, Tim Keller, for Noah, and for Clifford, for Hunter, Hans, Harold, Pauline, Lillian, Sarah Thau. For those who will be born today, for those who will die today, for any church named St. Alban. And we give thanks for their patron saint and the lives of the people there who make up the church, not the building, the people. So, Father, we take a moment of quiet to remember your great goodness to us and come into the light of your presence as we pray silently or aloud. Thank you, Lord, for the day to come. We give it to you and surrender ourselves to you in it that we might be of some use for your glory, your kingdom, and that the Lord will comfort and sustain each one. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, that the Lord will help us to contribute to its true growth and well-being. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the whole human family, that we may live together in justice and peace, regardless of race or language or creed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Almighty, Everlasting Father, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin or be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, you conferred on your holy martyr Alban such love for the mercy of Christ that he gave his life to save a hunted Christian. Grant us, after his example, to be so faithful in our confession of your gospel that we may shelter those who flee from persecution and bear the reproaches which threaten their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.